Hundreds of students pack into the basketball gym at West High School in Madison, which is hosting its first job fair. Wearing hoodies and jeans, they surround tables covered with pens, pamphlets, and business cards. Recruiters chat with the teens, who are especially suffering in this economy. The Labor Department says unemployment for 16 to 19-year-olds is hovering above 25%. That's the highest rate since before many of these students were born.
My name is Lindsay Edge. I am a senior at West High.
And so what are you hoping to find here today?
Looking around, keeping my options open.
Edge gave up her lunch break to be here. She says when her father was temporarily laid off last year, she felt obligated to get a job of her own. Labor experts say a growing number of teenagers are in the same boat. Eric Grasso is with Wisconsin's Department of Workforce Development. He says for many teens, a job goes beyond earning extra cash to spend at the mall or to fill up the gas tank.
I think that a larger share of you know, the family burden has certainly been lifted onto everybody. Everybody in the family of working age. I'm betting that the contribution that the younger kids are giving to their family resources is certainly picking up.
Back at the gym beneath the basketball hoop, a guidance counselor hands Lindsay Edge a map of the 20 or so recruiter stations.
There are two banks that are here, M&I Bank and UW Credit Union. There's a Cops grocery store. I think
Edge says she spent a good part of her summer job hunting.
I tried with four different places and was not hired. I mean, there's a lot of unemployed young adults that probably get the jobs before I would.
One of the recruiters at the job fair is Heather Mattson, who's with Roundy's Supermarkets. She's looking for a student who's ready to work.
The biggest thing is availability, making yourself available on the weekends, on the evenings and holidays, those types, and just having that good attitude.
Mattson says the Roundy's chain has 125 stores throughout Wisconsin, and it would provide students like Edge with a good opportunity for career growth.
So do you want to take some information with you?
Sure.
You willing to work weekends?
Yeah, sometimes. I haven't thought about that much.
But Edge later says she doesn't want to work there, and she leaves the job fair without any invitations for an interview. West High guidance counselor Rick Rosen says if students really want a job, they can't afford to be so picky.
The one ray of hope is to get some seasonal employment with retailers gearing up for the holiday season. And I suspect that as stores bring in young people to help them out at that point in time, they're going to analyze pretty carefully who the really talented or responsible people are.
And those could be the students who get good references and manage to stay on the job when business eventually picks up maybe next year. Until then, it's a buyer's market because employers have the leverage in the labor exchange. Kirk Terrapeza, Wisconsin Public Radio.